Simon Reish Ches, Tif Yudalid, Yud Zayin, Reish Dalid Zayin, and just a Akdama to the Indian of Zimun, Bezer Hashem. Chaver says, in Tif Yudalid, Shosayanu Birch Bripi, a Goffin Rachel Anovin, Sarth of Rachelin Bripi 8. Bechim Rachel, Chrenin Sarth Laskar, Leitz Opri 8. Before we saw Bratan Machlekis between his brother and his father, between Rabbi Yechiel and the Rosh, whether or not lechatchila a person could be yotze with brei pri hagafen on grapes, and so too with al hagafen al pri hagafen on afterwards, also on the grapes. It's interesting to note. He says the Rosh says Yechiel said wanted to say lechatchila he could, and the Rosh says lechatchila not. It's interesting. We saw, if anyone remembers, at the beginning of Lamed Hayam Beis, when we're trying to figure out what bracha to make on shemen, the Gemara was clearing if you can make a brei pri hazayis. So Rashi said it's not shaykh to say burei about shemen because it's not a brias shemaim. The shemen which came out is not a brias shemaim. It doesn't pass to say burei priya shemen. And the Mela, only on the zayis could you say it. You can't say it on what comes out of the zayis. L'chur, if that's the case, then be'etzem when we say burei priya gofen, according to Shitas Rashi, burei priya gofen is not going on the wine because the wine is not brias shemaim. It's going on the grapes. When we drink wine, there's a bracha miyuchedes that we're thanking the Rebbeinu Shlom for the grapes that he made. Ve'etzem, the bracha is on the grapes, which was l'chor tzapela that it shouldn't work l'chatchila on grapes. If the bracha is mamish on the grapes, then l'chor zichur should work. Ken zayin, that's before Rebbeinu Yechiel held. The Rosh, the Shitasai, I don't know if anyone remembers, quoted Rebbe Elazar Mimitz, who understood that the bracha of brei pri hagafen was going on the wine itself. And he was trying to figure out, where do we ever find that we consider wine is considered a pri? Zayfek the Rosh. Well, that's cool for what the machlekes is, whether or not you can be yotze the chatchila or not. And that's enough gemino, just in the Pasha tanks of when we say a brei pri hagafen, what are we being mevarach the Rebbeinu Shlom on? According to Rashi, brei pri hagafen, we're thanking the Rebbeinu Shlom for the grapes. And according to Rashi, and that's Rabbeinu Yechiel, according to the Rosh, which is how we pass in Halacha L'Maaseh, where it's really going on the wine itself. Brei pri hagafen is going on the wine. Sif tezvav. Im b'di evad berech alanovim brei pri hagafen, oyacharim alagafen, yotze. This is, we finally got here. This is the only food that we know of that if you made any one of five brachas on, you're yetzer. Any one of five bracha rishenas, you're yetzer. The mice, it's a grape, so the ikar bracha is brei pri eitz. We know that anything that you make, you're supposed to make a brei pri eitz on. If you made a brei pri adama, you're also yetzer. Here was mischadish in this sif that b'di'evit, if you made a brei pri agofen on the grape, you're yetzer. The Mishnah says, alakol amamar shahakol yotzer. And Mishnah Brura paskins kama kama pomim in Reish Ches also kama pomim in Sharatim. It's also in Kuf Samach Zayin in the Bir Halacha that Bari Minei Mezaynis is a bracha keilalas. A lot of people do not know this. According to Mishnah Brura, the halacha is if a person made a Bari Minei Mezaynis, this actually just happened in my house with one of my children. I figured I might as well teach him when he's 8 years old. He made a Mezaynis on something that was supposed to be a Hadama or a Shakol. I say in Lamaisa that the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's a bracha keilalas just like shahakol, except for two things that it's not keilal. Mayim or melach. The Gemara says in Lamed Hayam Beis, everything is mazin zayni, chutz mi mayim or melach, memela berim ni mezainis, works for everything, any food that a person eats, it works for. Lechatchilo, should you continue eating afterwards on that bracha that we mentioned, the Ramesha says, lechatchilo, if you could be gaitz with something else, you should. Or maybe even he was even mitzadeh to make a shinui mokim, to be mechayiv yourself a new bracha, because it isn't the richtige bracha. But lemaisa, b'di'evid, any one of these five brachas work. What's that? No. Depending on who the 8-year-old is, I shouldn't say that. Depending on who it is, you have to know your child. I wouldn't think so. I didn't. That's only with regard to grapes. With regard to wine, it's not so pashin. It could be that you could be yotze with any five brachas. Could be that you could be yotze certainly with brei pri hagafen, certainly with shahakol, and certainly with mezainis. The only question is, what's with ha'etz and adama? That is a machlekes achrenim, and really, as the Sharatin points out, it's machlekes rishenim. You saw in Daf Yud Beis, Tosfos says that you're not yotze when you made a brei pri hagafen on wine. The Ra'ah says lehedet v'gini brachas shlesh of getam v'orchim that you are yotze. Vos getam machlekes, and that would also be whether or not you're yetzu with Hadama. If you can be yetzu with the eighth, then you could also be yetzu with Hadama. If there's anything you're yetzu with the eighth, you're yetzu to be the with Hadama. But there's a Bechlam Machlekes, whether or not you can be yetzu with the eighth. The Shaila is, why shouldn't you be able to be yetzu with the eighth? Why isn't it a Bracha Chilalis? The Chor should be Kirlah, anything which comes out of the tree. So it's mavur in the Achrenim, the Aruch HaShulchan is mazvi this, but it's really Achrenim Maduik in the Rishonim, that they were mafkia the bracha by pas and by yain. The Gemara says it's kovea bracha la'asmoi. That means Chazal were kovea bracha out of all the foods in the world. There's two foods that have a specific bracha: wine and bread. Pas u'melech, brei pri hagafen, and amoti lechem en haaretz. Once they were kovea a bracha miyuchedes, they were mafkia any bracha kelelis. Because of its chashivas, you can't make the bracha kelelis of brei pri ha'etz or brei pri adama on pas, even though the lechor comes out of the adama. And the Mela, you wouldn't be able to be yaitzah with the Evid. Lamai Sadawi Paskin, the Mishnah Berurah is not Machriya. The Mishnah Berurah is not Machriya whether or not you can be yaitzah with Ha'itz on wine. And therefore he says, with the Evid, Safik Brach Lakum. But Ba'etzim he's not telling you what to do, that if you have a Safik, you should make Ha'itz. And therefore, if a person eats Froze, not in the middle of a Suda. Could be if he eats in the middle of a Suda as well, he has to make a Brach. What is Froze? Froze is Rosé wine, which is frozen. And they add generally blended strawberries, depending on how much you add, half and half, or somebody told me the official recipe is 75% wine, 25% strawberries. If it's more than that, you're getting to big shalas bakla, whether or not it should still be a hagafen afterwards. But if the shalat, when you freeze wine, what bracha do you make on it? If you take wine and you freeze it, or grape juice, and you make ices, what bracha is it? The prima gondamin is agdama, two hilchas brachas, is mistapik whether or not it's a ha'etz, it's a hagafen or it's a ha'etz. I know maybe it's hagafen, just because you froze it, it's not going to lose its bracha. But mitzad sheni, it loses its chashivas. So it loses chashivas, what bracha does it get? It doesn't get a shahakal. It gets a ha'etz. Because it's just like shemen. Something which is be'etzem, chosh of a drink, is a ha'etz. The Gemara says that somebody that has oil, these are the two things that the fruit is made for the drink which comes out, the liquid which comes out of it. Olives and grapes. It's made for the oil and for the wine. Now generally, a person doesn't drink oil by itself. The Gemara says it's mazik. But if you would eat it in an oifen, drink it in an oifen, that it wouldn't be mazik, he mixes it together with something else, and his ikr kavana is for the oils, therefore it's not mazik him, because it's mixed together with something else. But that is his ikr kavana, you have to make a brei priya eitz on the oil. Now, wine, which doesn't have its chashivas, lechor is also going to be the same brei priya eitz. It wasn't kaveya bracha last because it doesn't have chashiv, it's frozen now. It loses chashivas. But it would be a brei priya eitz. So if you have a suffik brei priya gofen, suffik brei priya eitz, what do you do? So the chur, the pashas, you should say, if a person has a suffik brei priya eitz, brei priya adama, the paskin la halacha, he's supposed to make adama because it's kerel. But if you have a brei priya gofen, brei priya eitz, it's not so pashas that the brei priya eitz is kerel of the brei priya gofen. That's exactly this machlekes that Mishnah Berurah brings down, and he's not machriya. The meila, a person should not make a brei priya eitz. The best thing that he should do is make a shahakol. In this case, on frozen grape juice, frozen wine, you should make a shahakol. That's the ma'isa. I think that is what came out when you saw irepi. It's brought down the Beis Yosef. The beginning, which is the shadow, whether or not it means frozen wine, and he says it's pasha that you make a shahakol. So that is how the Peskim is my name to say that on frozen grape juice you should make a shahakol. Getting to shadow is going to get the bracha chayna also. What you should do could be that it has a din of a maichol and you have more than 10 seconds to finish it. You have up to 4 minutes. But when you get to the bracha rishena, if you don't have a kezayis nechaz pras, you don't have to worry about it. But if you're having a little fruit cup, that's generally what they have, a little bit of a little cup, just a palate cleanser. If you decide to have the palate cleanser before the Suda, as opposed to the middle of the Suda, if you have it in the middle of the Suda, have it with Pas. At least the beginning and end. If you have it in the beginning, before the Suda, you're not having it with Pas, then the lechur, the correct bracha, is to make a shahako on it. The bracha chayin. That's why I was trying to get out of that, because we're going to be in trouble because of the bracha chayin. So Mela, if you just have one of those shot glasses, you don't have a shear anyhow, so no, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have a revius, you don't have to worry about it. Masha Inkain, Gazayas, it's a shayla, whether or not, Bechalta. But if you don't have it in the right amount of time, also, you have to have Lechura enough. It could be everything, could be mitzvah. They make big cups. Make big cups. If they make big cups, then you should have a cup of grape juice beforehand. This is Be'etem. This is really the halacha which is brought down in Sif Yudayim. If a person has something, he doesn't know whether or not it's a gofen or whether or not shakol. What were they talking about? The only two things that I came up that they could possibly be talking about is it's certainly not jump grape flavored soda, which there's more apple juice than there is grape juice inside. That's not what they're talking about. What are they talking about? Either they're talking about frozen or they're talking about kedem light. Whatever, kedem light grape juice, which is a shayla, I think, even though Badat does say that it's a grape gofen, I don't know if that it's pashut according to everybody, because there is. Seems that there's a lot of water added. But these types of things, how does a person have a suffix what bracha it is? If it's a great, he can't tell from the taste, he has no idea. He didn't taste it yet. So he doesn't know what it is. He's going to find out afterwards. He knows it's either wine or it's water. He's not sure. Well, this is such a case. What should you do? The best thing to do is if you have two things, do different brachas. But if you don't, then you should make a shahakol. When you get to the bracha achrayin, it could be that you could be yetzer also with the birchas hamazon. Could be you could be yetzer with the birchas hamazon. If you have it kavana lehedya, then you could be yetzer with the birchas hamazon. Depending on the bir halacha. Okay, that's the second time. That's froze. The Mechaber continues. Shasa sifte zayin, shasa yayin umayim, ila levarach ala mayim, barin fashis, shabirchas ayayin poitarton, kishim shabrach rishoni yayin pertikol pene mashkin. This is the halacha that the Gemara says that pas is poiter all macholim, and yayin is poiter all mashkin. Even though we don't paskin, the pas is all foods, as all the rishonim say. However, wine does pater, we do paskin halacha lemaisa, the wine paters all drinks, aside from bracha rishona, aside from bracha achrayinu. This is halacha that a lot of people are not aware of, b'chlal v'etzem halacha, and certainly the ramifications of the halacha, and that is, by a standard kiddush on Shabbos morning, if you're not being the one that's makadish, you're not drinking your aviyas, even if you are makadish and you have only mali lugmov, you're getting into shilas, and you have to know how to get out of the shilas. The Mishnah Berurah says like this. He says that you need a mali lugmov to pater all other mashkin. That means you have to drink a mali lugmov, which is a rav revius, to pater the other mashkin that you're going to drink. If you have less than that, the Derech HaChayim, the Nesiva, says that you still pater, but the Mishnah Berurah is machmer. So in Kuf Pei Dalet, when you saw the rest of these halachas, the Mishnah Berurah said, Kuf Ayin Dalet, I'm sorry, he said, if you drink less than a mali lugmov, it's not pashatim that you're not yotze. Mele says, ואם לא ישוס למה ללוגמוב, יבקש לאחד שלא יתום כלל מן הכוי שיפטרנו בברכס על המשקין. או שיבורך על מעט סוכר לפטר המשקין. למעט המשבור says, if you had less than a mali lugmov, it's a suffix whether or not you're yetzin shal mashkin, where you want to have a drink of coke afterwards, it's a suffix whether or not you can make a bracha. If you take a little bit of wine, it's better not to take any wine from the Mekadesh. L'chero. Unless you're going to know what to do. If you don't know what to do, certainly it's not the best idea. Shabur says it's Safik Brachas. The Nesiva says that even if you have a little bit of wine, you're ready to pater Sharmashkin. So Mameila, the Mishabura, is choishish for this, and he tells you, if you had a little bit of wine, you didn't have a mali lugmov, it's a Safik whether or not you pater Sharmashkin, ask somebody else to be made to you with a bracha on Sharmashkin. Or take a little bit of sugar. That means make a shakal on something else. On a candy if they have. Why is it different then? It's not so pasha that bread works the same way either. Mishnah Berurah's Mustafik in Kufa in Zayin, the person has a kezayis, or even more than a kezayis, and his intention is not for the etzem bread, but just to pater other things from a bracha, he says that it's not pasha that it works to pater other things. It's not pasha. And l'maisa, l'alach l'maisa, now that we're bringing it up, for those that weren't here last month, l'alach l'maisa, if a person has less than a kezayis, it's not pasha at all that he pater the other things. Rav Moshe is that you're not yetzah. L'chor, that's pasha the Mishnah Berurah also. If you had a kezayis, then you are yetze, even if the reason why you had a kezayis is just that you should pater up other things. That's the consensus of the poskim. That's our Moshe goes pshutai. However, if you had less than a kezayis, it's not pashut. This is also common. By Shal Shudas and other times, a person takes a bite at the beginning, then he realizes that he didn't have enough, so he takes another bite afterwards. It's already 10 minutes later, and he doesn't have a kezayis b'chlal. Not pashut that he patered up all the food that he ate in between, if he ate anything else in between. Because it doesn't, you need a chashivas of pas to be able to pater everything, to be tough to it.
Can you eat other foods?
Can you eat other foods? Yes, as long as you have a kezayis, the chilas pras. There is a tzad that maybe something can't be toughled to something before if you had it beforehand. L'chara, the pashtus is that it wouldn't make a difference. It's tough, it's not a problem.
Other foods that you're not mashing into? A bite of fish.
As long as you had a bite of challah first, the bracha is what the challah, and everything is going to be tough so long as you have a shear. The problem is if you don't end up having a shear, then you're in trouble. But as long as you have a shear at some point, then it's going to be tough to the path. Kedeichel's pras. But you don't have to have it at the beginning. Lechatchila, you should have it at the beginning. We saw some kiveger also. Lechatchila, you should have it at the beginning. Shabur also is mazir a few times that the best thing to do is have a kezayis right at the beginning. He even says on Shabbos to have a kebeo, if you could, because that's the ikar shir lechatchila. However, at least the kezayis at the beginning, it's not that much at all. Half of a slice of challah, maybe even less than that for a kezayis. And therefore, the best thing to do is to have that right away, so you should not get into any questions. But la halacha
l'may... It doesn't help to... Eating it just hot there, what, it doesn't help. Why does the Rav always say that you can
eat the suda? You're not washing for that reason. You're having a suda, then only have it then. But in a chanami, not to wash just for the sake of pottering that. Could very well be not. Could very well be not. The Mishnah Berurah says as well. So therefore, if a person has less than a kezayis of wine, kezayis specifically, or mali lugmov, but even less than a kezayis, it's a suffix whether or not it passes, and therefore you have to ask somebody else to be mitzi you with a bracha on a drink that you're going to have afterwards, or pater with something else. Now, if you had a kezayis or a mali lugmov, and you did not have a revius, then you're getting to bracha suffix, but you're okay with the bracha rishayno. If you had a mali lugmov, you're okay with the bracha rishayno, but you're not okay with the bracha achrayno. That's the Sharatian over here, in our sif, who says as follows. He asks the question, he says, and this is common, people may have a coffee afterwards, or certainly a cup of coke, you had a little bit of wine and a cup of coke afterwards. What do you do, b'negiyas ha-bracha achrayno? Can you make your brain refreshes or not? If you had a mali lugmov, you potter up the coke from bracha rishayno. But what's with the bracha achrayno? You don't have a revius. But the only reason why we don't make a bracha achrayno until we have a revius is because it's a tafik. It could be some people hold even from a mali lugmov, even from a kezayis, have to make a bracha achrayno. So we wait till we have a revius, then you for sure have a chayv and a bracha achrayno. But let it sad that already from a mali lugmov you're chayv and a bracha achrayno, then the bracha achrayno that you should be making now is ala gefen al priya gefen and not brain nefashis. You no longer have the ability, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Sharatian, to make a brain nefashis. So you can't make a brain nefashis on this cup of coke. To make ala gefen you can't because you never have it. To make a brain nefashis you can't because maybe you should be making ala gefen. And if that's the real bracha, then you shouldn't be making brain nefashis. V'tzorachin lemaisa, says Mishnah Berurah. Tzorachin ledino. What does a person do? Lemaisa, many places Maneinu, Ramesh has a truth about it, Chelek Aleph Ayin Dalel, Rav Oznar has a truth about it, Dain Fisher in his Agoyis on the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. They all nem on, and Betzim it's Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch Harav already, they all nem on that if you do not have a bracha achreino on your cup of coke, for whatever reason you don't have it, because it's something brachas or whatever reason, Lemaisa, then you do need to make a bracha achreino on your cup of coke. And the Meila, that would be the Pashas, what you should do. If you have somebody else to be mitzi you, to hop around the Mishnah Berurah, then something the Mishnah Berurah, then that's what you should do. Ask somebody else to make a brain of fashis. Pati. Or ala gefen. Either one, you're okay. However, if... No, you're not. Because you're not. You need a brain of fashis and an ala gefen. You need a brain of fashis for a cup of coke. However, if you do not have somebody else to pati you, you made kiddush yourself, and you're the only one there, then l'chor, the pashtus of the achreinim, paiskis ma'aneinu, is that a person shouldn't make a brain of fashis in this case. L'maisi does not have a bracha achreino, and therefore he should make a brain of fashis. If you had a coffee afterwards, then it's b'chal l'shayla whether or not you make a brain of fashis on a coffee. I don't know if anyone saw the Be'er Heitiv. It's really in Reish Yod in the Mishnah Berurah. It's in the Be'er Heitiv in Reish Dalet. He's mistafik when he gets a coffee, whether or not a person should make a Reish Dalet Zayin, the sif that we were supposed to do. Whether or not you make a bracha achrayno, Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa says that in a coffee, do not make a brain nefashis if you do not drink it quick enough. That is Sif Tazayin. Sif Yud Zayin, Birchus Sholesh in Poitaris Main Sholesh. Shim Ochal Daisa in Birchus Amazin Poitaritoi. Avol Beyayin, Birchus Sholesh Poitaritoi. Shim Birch Aliyayin, Birchus Amazin, Bemokim Ala Gefin Yotze. Vuadin, Birch Alatmar, Birchus Amazin, Bemokim Ala Eitz. Afilo Omer Alel, Birchus Azon, Bein Aliyayin, Bein Alatmar, Yotze. Vim Nizkar Shalei Chosim Birchas Azon Yaschal Shin Chad Lavi Sener Tzchem Datev Rechol Yisayim Brachad Mein Shalish. The halacha is that somebody that had oatmeal, that was one of the cases that we had. A guy was eating supper. He always washes for supper, and before Pesach he was trying to finish up the oatmeal, sat down to a bowl of oatmeal, and Baruch Hashem, oatmeal is one of those things you can have as much as you want without having to wash. You can have 40 bowls of oatmeal. It's not considered, it's not a suffic pas, and make him a zaynus and alamichil. But he's by rote, he's so Rogel to kick into after supper, to kick into Birchas Hamazon, and that's exactly what he did. Kicked into Birchas Hamazon, and we remembered in the middle, his wife kindly reminded him in the middle that he does not have a bench. What does a person do? The Mechaber Paskins, that you're not yaitzer with Birchas Hamazon on Tavshil of Chamishas Minei Dagon. The Mishnah Berurah Paskins, like the Achrenim, that you are yaitzer b'diavad. That seems to be the achra of the Mishnah Berurah. Ladina yiskimu kam achrenim. Seems certainly to be his achra. Seems that one other place I think he says it also mafurish, that you yate to b'di'eved, not just on pasul v'kissin, rugalach, cake, cookies, v'chulu, b'di'eved, since the suffix pas you yate to b'di'eved with b'rechaz amazin. So too on any mezainis, you're going to be yate with b'rechaz amazin, and b'meila on macaroni, lasagna, oatmeal, ukedeme, yushalmi kugel, chalent, you're going to be yate b'di'eved with a b'rechaz amazin. Now, it's not clear how much of Birchas HaMazon a person has to say to be Yotze. The Mechaber says that Vafilu loy omer ela Birchas HaZon bein al hayayin bein al atmar miyotze. Then he continues, if you remember, before you finish Birchas HaZon, then you should kick into Eretz Chum Datar V'Rechava V'Yisayim D'Mein Shalish. So now, if a person catches, where did the person catch himself? Where did the wife stop the husband? You don't have to make a Birchas HaMazon. What do you do? So if he said Baruch Hashem, just kick into Alamichil, the Pashtas. If you halfway through the bracha, Azan Asalam Kula Tuba Bechem Bechesed Rachamim, as long as you didn't finish the bracha at the end, then he says you should continue Al Shinchal Talav Eisenu at the end of the bracha, continue Al Shinchal Talav Eisenu at the Tevra Chava, and be mashlem with the Lashin of Bracha Achaz Men Shalash, with Bracha Achreinu. Let's say you finished Azan Asakol, and now you're Noid Alachol. What do you do in that case? Do you continue Noid Alachol? The Maitzi is supposed to do Bracha Achaz Men Shalash. As of now, all you have is one bracha. So the chari should have to continue noid lecha v'alakol rachim. At least the chari will to get the bracha hazmein shalish. The truth is that we saw in Rabbeinu Yerina that bracha hazmein shalish is really bracha hazmein arba. Right? Should you have to say the fourth bracha as well? So the truth is that it's meduyik in the mechaber that you're yotze already with the first bracha. You're yotze with the afilu loy amar ela birchas hazon bein al yam bein atzmar miyotze. You're yotze just with that bracha. And it's not in the shari bracha on the luch atzeris, he says that in Echonami, you're yetzir just with one bracha. And he said that he heard from a Vosner, what's the pshat? Maisi, you need a bracha achaz mein shalish. And here all you have is one bracha. You only have a zan asarilim kula. You don't have the other two brachas. He says, you're right. But since Chazal were not misaking on a tavshel chamesh min edogan, they were not misaking three brachas. They're only misaking, midrash you're not mechuyiv. They're only misaking one bracha. Then you have no rech to make more than one bracha. You don't have a right to make more than one bracha. And since Hazan HaSa'ilam, it's mazin, and you could be yaitz with mazin, but mainly yaitz with one bracha. So if you remember before you said Hazan HaSa'kol, kick into the lashon of Al Shinchal Talav Eisenu and finish up Al Ha'aretz Al Ha'michil. However, if you finished already, and you're in the second bracha, Noid Alecha, you should not continue. I saw that he brought down from Shkiyas Meyovin, that B'Shem Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that he says that stop in the middle of bracha, Noid Alecha. Now, if a person had a Kedei Sviyah, maybe then you could clear if it's possible with Kistan, he should for sure he has to continue. But even if he had passed above a Kistan, which is a suffix pass, if he did not have Kidei Sviya or Kidei Shir Kviya Suda, then it's a brach lechur of the brach levatal to continue, because Chazal weren't misaking on passed above a Kistan. You know chiyuv the medaraisan medarabanan. If you don't have the Kviya Suda, Chazal were not misaking three brachas, so a male person should stop in the middle of Noid Alecha. That's what a person should do if he realizes that he made a mistake. Now the Mishnah Berurah says a big chiddush here. The Elam saw it, and the Elam had a question, understandably, and I don't really have an answer. But the Chazon Ish is also bothered by it. Mishnah Berurah is bothered that how could it be that you're yotze with a birchas hamazon on wine? The Mechaber says yotze with birchas hamazon on wine. L'chor the Gemara says that only if you have a little bit, it's soid. Why can it be yotze with birchas hamazon on wine? The Gemara says in the Aflamet Hayamid Beis, Yain is soidu misameach. Gemara says, if that's the case, then you should make a bracha. You should always bench. Tuvagor pirta soid. The Gemara says about wine that if a person has a lot of wine, then it whets his appetite. But if he has a little bit of wine, then it satisfies him, satiates him. In fact, the Gemara means soid klal. Wine is soid. L'chor we know find the lecha levavan and she is soid, but wine is not. Gemara says no. Yain is soid umisameach. So I might say it's soid, but when is it soid? Only if you have a little bit. If you have a lot, then it's not soid anymore. So how could it be yetze with birchas hamazon? A person has three cups of wine, and then he says birchas hamazon on the wine, he's yetze. How does that work, bechlal? L'chor it's not soid. The only reason it could be yetze is because it's soid. But here it's not soid, it's gar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Efshur loymar, kivan shinizchayiv mishosh shoshos lapurto, mishayich oz etzle birchas hamazon, doz nisar aleif, moyed elechem, sulei poka af shoshos latuva, v'tzorichin. Mishnah Berurah says, how's the shayich of the bracha of birchas hamazon? Because as soon as you started drinking, you drank a little bit, and it satisfied you. At that point, your birchas mazon is shaykh. And mamela, it's not poka, even though you drank more. That means it's still shaykh in your birchas mazon, up the little bit that you drank at the beginning. And how about all the wine that you drank afterwards? Fekta chazanush. Fine. You're telling me that the birchas mazon is shaykh to the wine that you drank at the beginning, which is third. But all the wine that you drank afterwards, which is tuva, is bigger garn. What bracha wine did you have? Mamela is mitzadeh that in a chanami, after, even though it's migur gar, but if you have kedei svi of wine, says the chazanish, then it totally satisfies you. It's also certain, that's why it's shaykh to have birchas mazon. But pechlal, that's dumb in the cheshbon of the Mishnah Berurah. What's the lumnus? What's he saying? If at the end of the day, why is it not poka? At the beginning you drank a little bit of wine, and it was sorry. But now you continue drinking, and it's not sorry anymore. So you don't have that feeling of being satisfied. So how is it shaykh to have the bracha chayna works? The bracha chayna is on the fact that it's soyed, and it's not soyed now. You're right, it was soyed at the beginning. So chazanish is being mitziachas too. Fine, well, your lumdus works for the beginning, not for the end. But b'chla, how does it work even for the beginning? How does it work? You're not soyed anymore. It's gar. I don't have an answer to the question. Maybe that's the betzorachin of the Mishnah Berurah that he blabs at the end. But l'chor, it's a little bit shver. But that is the halacha. That's l'chor, the pasim. The mechaber is not mechaber between a little or a lot. And remeila. And Mamela Mashmoy says b'diavad you are yetzer. The last halacha, which is kedai to know this halacha, certainly comes up very often, and that is lo yichla l'asafik shum teisavus bracha mein shalosh afal pishen emoysef shem malchus. The mechaber says if your person has a safik whether or not he's mechuyev in a bracha achreno, he for sure had wine or revius. He doesn't know if he had a kezayis or he didn't have a kezayis of cookies cake. Can he just throw in alamichi ala safik? He says, no, you can't throw it in. Even though you're not being maisef any shem Hashem, don't throw it in ala safik. Lamais in the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you should, like the Taz, anytime that a person has a safik, there's also in Reish Beis in the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brought this down the same way as well. Be'in lay takano yochol ismich ala Taz, save simin Reish Ches, shekos the b'shat adchak, yochol lahiz b'brachol. V'chein eskim shom amar mordechai, v'chein kos v'chai yodom. That's how lamais he goes over here. That if a person has a suffix benegia to a bracha achreno, then he's allowed to be maisef it inside. That means if you're not sure if you had a revius of wine for kiddush, you're not sure if you had a kezayis, whatever it is, you had some fruits and you had some mezainis, you don't know if you had a kezayis of fruits, you had one date, you're not sure. Can you throw it in or not? Ala itz opriyates. Says Mishnah Berurah, you could. It's better than not being left without a bracha, it's better. Now, if you could potter with something else, to have somebody else be maisef with a bracha, ukedema, terrific. But if not, then you could throw it in ala safik. Now the mission, the Igros Moshe, Ramosha is machadish in Chelik Beis Simen Kof Tes, very short tshuva. He's machadish that even if you did not have a shear, it's a vada you didn't have a shear, you still could throw it inside. In other words, it's not just the case of where a person had a mother lugmav, and a mother lugmav is a safik whether or not you're mechuyev to make a bracha chreino or not. Even in a case where you had less than a kezayis of wine, you had 1 ounce of wine, for sure less than a shear. Nevertheless, half ounce. For sure less than a shear of wine, when it gets to bracha achreino. Says Ramesh, you could stick it inside. Why not? You're not being mice of anything. The mice, though. If it's a suffix, if we paskin, he says, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if it's a suffix, whether or not it's wine or not wine, you're allowed to throw it in, even though it might not be shaykh to what you drank bachlal. Certainly, if you know for sure that it's wine, you just have a suffix how much you drank, and you just don't have a shear, for sure you can throw it in as well. Now, Lemaisa, most of the Paiskim did not bring down that Chiddush of Ramesha. They only nem on, like the Pashas of Mishnah Berurah, if you have a suffix in shear, you have a suffix whether or not you had a kezayis. But if you had a vada, you didn't have a kezayis, then in a chanami, l'chor, the Pashas is that Chazal were not masakin a bracha achrein in b'chlal. Bracha achrein is zemit to birch zavazin, that you need a kezayis. You don't have a kezayis, they weren't masakin a bracha. It's not that it's like shaykh be'etzem. You could just throw it inside. Kinir Ramesh understood that the reason why they were misakin a bracha is just like, why were they misakin ala eitz of al priya eitz on apples? Because they're not choshev enough. But it's not that it's not shaykh to it. So too, less than a kezayis. It's not shaykh to a bracha. It's just not choshev enough. I mean, if you're savvy, you make a bracha anyhow, then you can throw it in. But the mindset, I think the minig is not that way. If it's less than a kezayis, you should not, less than a, if it's for sure not a suffix shear, then do not throw it into the bracha. However, what is very negeah is the case that we mentioned before. You go to a kiddush and you had a mali lugmop, or you had a kezayis of wine, and you had mezainis. Then, since you have mezainis, we ask, what are you supposed to do when you get that bracha achreino? In this case, if you have an alamichio, which by a kiddush you should have at least a kezayis, If you're making alamicha anyhow, then throw in the alagefen, alfir gefen as well. And then it'll take care of your coke as well. So you have an eitzah. If a person has a mali lugmov, something which is a suffix, whether or not he had a shear, then, and he's making...
Why is it because I don't care about the
question? Because he made the bracha. And therefore you didn't make the bracha? But if you had made an alagefen, you already made the alagefen. You just... there's no bracha levatala here. If you have an alagefen, then it's kolah inside. Because why? The problem is that you can't make the alagefen. That's the Mishnah Berurah's problem. But it's not that you couldn't make the alagefen, then in a chanami there's no problem. Well, comma that you have the alagefen to pater you up, then you're okay to pater everything else up. You just generally don't have the alagefen. You don't have the rech to make alagefen. That was the Sharatian's problem. Yeah, but here Ba'etzem you have an alagefen on wine. There, there's a shali because you can't make an alagefen on coke because it's not shaykh to it. But where you have a bracha on wine, and the only reason lechatchila that you're not making it is because it's a suffix bracha, it's a suffix bracha lahakil, but the bracha is Ba'etzem chal on the wine, then the mela, it could be chal on something else. It's not that I need a shear Ba'etzem. If you have a mali lugmav, even though it's not a shear, when you get the bracha chreina, your pater is going to get the bracha rishena. When you get the bracha chreina as well, the only reason why it doesn't pater is because I can't make the bracha because of a suffix. Kokama that I have a way to get out of it to make a bracha, then in a chamin the chor is going to pater also your cup of coke. I'm sorry. So it could be that that's a shalah of bracha levatala because once Chazal weren't misakin, that's a shalah. If it's by a suffix shear, so at least you have it's something which is shayach to beitim. It's machlekes rishonim. To say that Chazal were never misakin on less than that, to say that you want to have a bracha chrena, that's like being mevarach on the coke. Yes, Lion. The only reason why you can't, Mishnah Berurah is not bothered by making alagefen on something which is less suffix. The only problem is that you have a problem with suffix brachas. But if you get out of the suffix brachas, then Mishnah Berurah has no problem. Then be'etzim you have an alagefen. That's really what the Mishnah Berurah was saying in the case of a person has a suffix. Better to be left with be koyled with a bracha than not be koyled with a bracha. Don't be left without a bracha. I didn't want to say because I'm not 100% sure, but Kim Dumani, that's what I heard from Brookwitz 10 years ago. When we discussed this, Kim Dumani, that's what he said, that you have an Eitzah, according to the Ramesha, to be curled. If you have an Alamichya, Bli Nedar, we'll look it up. I'm pretty sure that's what he said as well. That is Simin Reish Ches. Certainly, the Ikra Halacha is true. Anytime that you do have a suffix, you're allowed to be curled. Certainly. Reish Dalid, these are the Halachas of another Halacha which is not 100% bar. Because people aren't always in tune with themselves, so it's hard to know. The halacha is Asher Samayim Letzmo Mevarach Shachol Achar Bari Nefashes Rabbis. Avu Mechanakte Umtza Veshas Samayim Lahaver Umtza Einay Mevarach Lefanav Lelacharav. A person that's drinking water because he's thirsty, he makes a Bari Nefashes Shachol and a Bari Nefashes. However, if he's only trying to get rid of something which is stuck in his throat, the halacha is you don't make it, not a bracha Rishena and not a bracha Lachreina, not like Rav Amram Goyin that says you do. We paskin not a bracha Rishena, not a bracha Lachreina. Now, what's considered Shay Samayim Litzmo and what's not considered Shay Samayim Litzmo? So, Lachur is Pashit, Lachura, the Pashtis, that if a person has to just swallow a pill and he's not thirsty and he's just doing it for the swallowing of a pill, it's also like Chanaktium, so something is stuck in your mouth and you got to get it down. And therefore, you would not make a bracha. Ben Ishchai says that Lahedion, Pashtis Matris, Oisid Beis, he also says that if you're just getting something down, and Chanami. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, similarly, another case that's pashut is that if you're drinking the doctor's orders are, in the morning you got to drink a certain amount of water, 5 cups, whatever. A lot of people are thirsty in the morning, and therefore you have to drink, you have to make a bracha if you're thirsty. But if you're not thirsty, and the only reason why you're drinking the water is because it's doctor's orders, then that's the refuah, you do not make a bracha. L'chura also, if a person is trying to drink so he shouldn't have a headache, or he has a headache, he's trying to get rid of the headache, these are all the refuah. And if he's not nana from it, he would not make a bracha. Similarly, the Be'er Halacha says in Simin Kufayin Da'ad, we saw in the past, that if you're just making a bracha, you're taking a drink of water, you have a suffix whether or not you should make a shakal. So you say, I'll pater with something else. You take a cup of water to make a shakal. You cannot do that in the Bira Lacha. Kokamah, that you're not thirsty, there's no chi of shakal. And the Mele, you would not be able to take a cup of water and make a shakal. Those are the cases that are clear. That means that if it's la'umtsa, to swallow a pill, to patter something else up, lirafua, those are all clear, you do not make a bracha. That's would be the case of chanak yomtsa, that you do not make even a bracha lacharel. That's a bracha lacharel, you don't make, that's mafurish, even if you have a shir. Now, the cases that are not so clear are in between. There's cases that, let's say you're drinking, that you shouldn't be thirsty afterwards. You don't want to be thirsty either before a tainus, or you're walking and you want to be hydrated. You don't feel thirsty yet, but anytime you go on a hike, every 15 minutes they stop, everybody take a drink, whether you're thirsty or not, drink, so you shouldn't get dehydrated. Let's say you're drinking because you're very hot and you want to cool yourself down. So you're drinking a cold cup of water to cool yourself down. Let's say you're very nervous and your mouth is dry. So you want to wet your mouth a little bit. Wetting your mouth, is that considered a hanos? Hanos chaych. Is that considered that, what is that? If a person spoke a lot, and his mouth is dry, and he wants to drink, a lot of people that are, give shurim, ukadema, they have to drink. And what's with seltzer? Is seltzer considered drinking? Actually, those two questions I was asked, I was once discussing this halach with my rav, and he said that he's a magid shir, and for it, he has to drink a lot, but it's hard for him to drink water, so he drinks seltzer, and he's always mistopic by seltzer. Do you make a bracha on seltzer? If he's not thirsty, do you make a bracha on that or not? Now, there's a lot of nidonim, the place is Manenu, anybody that's a Dirshu has done on most of these shilas. I would think that according to the Mishnah Berurah, the way that it comes out of the Mishnah Berurah, certainly there's machlokes in just about everything, but the way that it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah is, Kol she'acheich nene mehamayim, mistamo hutzama ktsas v'tzarech lebracha. He says, if your cheich is nene, then kenira you are thirsty, and you'd have to make a bracha on it. Memelo. If your chech is not nene, and the reason why you're drinking is just that you shouldn't be dehydrated later, you shouldn't be thirsty later, then lechora, in such a case, you would not make a bracha. I did see in the Shari Bracha from Rav Hosner that he says that you shouldn't make a bracha in that case. He considers that also litzmo. That's also considered litzimoyim, because even though you're not thirsty now, but it's preventing you from being thirsty. I would have thought that litzmo of the mashmoyis in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Letzmo is lav dafka. It means anytime that the chaykh is nene, that's also considered Letzmo. But if your chaykh is not nene, that's not considered Letzmo. That wouldn't be considered that you're nene, even though you have a te'eles, v'negeyat titzimoyun, that's not considered Letzmo. They should have to make a bracha according to Mishnah Berurah. That would mean before a tainus. A lot of times a person drinking bichlal before the tainus, it's like a shtia gaso. A person drinks a lot because there's a nidum bechlal. The same with b'negeyat echila gaso, you don't make a bracha. There's a b'negeyat echila gaso. If you're drinking, even though you don't want to drink bechlal, you're forcing it down. Kenzay bechlal, you won't make a bracha. Certainly, if you're not thirsty, in that case, you should not make a bracha. The zayt bracha says that lemaisa. This is the way that he goes. I know it's not like that Rav Hosner. He says that if you're drinking just that you shouldn't be thirsty afterwards, then you want to make a bracha. So somebody that has a cup of coffee, and to offset the caffeine, which dehydrates a person, he has a cup of water, then lechor, in that case, if he's not thirsty, he should not make a bracha on the water. Such a case. Now, if you're drinking because your mouth is dry, so if your mouth is dry, but you're just trying to wet your mouth, then lechor also. You're not being nene from the water. You could put the water in your mouth and swish it around and stick it out, and spit it out. Shver to say in that case that you would be mechoyev to make a bracha. However, with regard to seltzer, if you like...
What is nana? What is nana?
You're being nana from the drinking of the water.
You are nana. But you feel that water going down.
No, not going down. Because you can get the same tayalis. One second. As if your throat is dry and your mouth is dry. Your mouth is dry. Sometimes the person is nervous or something and his mouth gets dried up. Not because he was talking with cloud. His mouth is very dry. His tongue is stuck to his palate. That you can take care of even just by thinking... What? Lav dafka. A person can be, his throat could be dry if he's a sketchy throat or he spoke a lot. Ukedema. That's a good question. If a person has if his throat is dry and he wants to, what's going to be in that case? If his mouth is dry and he has the same tayelis by swishing around the water in his mouth and spitting it out, then it's very hard to say that he's being nene from drinking the water. If a person has seltzer, we'll get to that in a case in a second. If a person has seltzer, Kolkama that he's being nana from it, the fact that he's being nana because of the bubbles, the chore doesn't make any difference. As long as if you're enjoying the drink, then you're enjoying the water. That the chaych is nana from it, then you make a bracha on it. Certainly if it has nigiot, lightly flavored, peach flavored or kadema, even though it's a tiny little bit, certainly any little flavor that a person is having, that's chaych is nana. According to Mishnah Berurah, it's telling you in whether or not the chaych is being nana. Now, cooling yourself down and a scratchy throat. Your throat is dry, or you're drinking water to cool yourself down. What are those cases? So, I saw in the Shari Bracha, he was mistopic benegia to blibes with the tzarachin by cooling yourself down. Now, very often when you're very hot and you're trying to cool yourself down, you're also thirsty. So, much of the time, you'd have to make a bracha. Not always can you know, but very often when you're very hot, you're thirsty, and I would think that it's different in other words. If you're drinking a hot drink to warm yourself up, then the fascists, if it's hot water, just hot water, many people do that when they're cold, and you're not being nana from it, you wouldn't make a bracha. But to cool yourself down, because you're so hot, very often when you're very hot, you're thirsty as well. It's different. Drinking hot to warm yourself up and drinking cold to cool yourself down are slightly different. Drinking hot, l'chor, it's pascha, you should make a bracha. If you're not being nana, if you're just trying to warm yourself up, if you're trying to cool yourself down, then very often you are being nana. You're certainly being nana from that drink. Not exactly clear. So also, when a person's throat is dry, he's not be'etzem thirsty. He's just he's speaking so much. He's not. He needs to put something down. Not clear in those cases. What? Yeah, but the nahana that your throat is not dry is considered like a hana of refuah. That's a hana of refuah. That's like if you're something is stuck in your throat. You also have hana. So it's now it's down. But that's not hana. Hanak teyumsa means that you cleared your passageways. That's not enough. You need a hana of from the food alone. Not hana that the food was germ to something else. That's what the tzmo means that you're thirsty, so you're drinking and you're enjoying the water is quenching your thirst. But not where you are trying to get a pill down, not where your throat is scratchy and therefore you're just trying to smooth it out. And not the water is there the purpose of the water is not to quench your thirst. It's not a food purpose. There the purpose is not for the food. And the main chazal weren't mesak and abracha if it's not for food. Just like te'imo. If it's not for the purpose of food, even though you could be eating a steak and it's delicious, if it's only for the purpose of Tima Chazal or Mesak and Abracha, so too, Shrei Samayim and Tzmol, it happens to be that the only food that we have that you're eating for the sake, you're putting down, not Letzima, that you don't make a bracha on is water, because everything else has a taste, and we say that Mamele you're nana from it. And that's why if you take orange juice to take a pill down, if you take coffee or tea also, these other things, the Minig Olam certainly is that anything which has a little bit of flavor would get a bracha. And that's why if a person has a suffix, what he should do in these cases, the best thing to do, you could always take a little bit of sugar and make a bracha on the sugar at the pot or off the water, but then you're going to still be left with a suffix when you get the bracha chreno. The Shari Bracha says the best taste of a person has in a suffix is to add a little bit of something to the water. Add a little bit of tea, add a little bit of juice, add a little bit of something just to give it a little flavor that you get ready to get out of the shayla of Safik brachas. It's already considered, has a little bit of flavor. If it's bottle b'shishim, b'sach nitzif, whether or not it's considered. But a little etzvah, so you have a safik, anytime they have a safik, in a chanami. So I think that the cases that are clear that a person shouldn't need a bracha is if it's the refuah, which is doctor's orders, or to prevent the headache, or if you have a headache, and you're not thirsty, this is if you're not thirsty. If to swallow a pill, to get something which is stuck in your throat, to pata something else, those are mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah, that you do not make a bracha. We have the other cases which are a suffix. We have a cases which, if a person has a scratchy throat, or if a person has a person is trying to cool themselves down, or a person is preventing himself from getting thirsty, these are cases which lamais are a suffix. I would have thought that according to the Mishnah Berurah, that if it's just to prevent yourself from getting thirsty, you should not have to make a bracha. That is how the Vezoysa bracha names on the Maisa. To prevent yourself from getting thirsty, you do not make a bracha. Cool yourself down, that is a good question, because a lot of times it could be that you are considered being nana from that. So if you have a scratchy throat, maybe that's considered as if your cheich is being nana from that. Yesh la'ayin in these cases. And mamela, the best thing to do, if you could pater with something else, pater with something else. If you can't, then the halacha is always suffering brachas lahakal. Do you know what it means? I'm not sure because I don't want to say anything. The one interesting halacha is the going. They bring down a chedusha ubiura agro nimri noyam on brachis. They bring down a chiddush from the going. The going says, what happens if a person is drinking a cup of water and he has a revius in his cup and he's thirsty and he starts drinking and halfway through the drinking he realizes he's not thirsty anymore. So the second half of the revius is not let's mow. So he says he can't make a brain of fashion. Lemaisa, Rav Shem Zalman says it's pasha that the drinking is considered letzmo, pasha. You can't say pasha, not like a grain. But he says that the beginning of the drinking is considered letzmo, and the mele you make a brand of fashion. And kimdumani, it's also, technically, it's very hard to know exactly at what point the person decides that he's not thirsty anymore. If you start off as thirsty, sometimes you can know. But it's not a reason why you should make a bracha achreina. But Rishlem Zaman ends on that way, and I think that people are not mechalik at all. As long as they're thirsty at the beginning, they're not making cheshbonos whether or not in the middle they are or they're not. And the minhag is to make a brenah fashis in that case. That's considered shreis amayim letzmo. We don't stop the drinking in the middle of the drinking and say that, oh, now it's no longer letzmo, and therefore you shouldn't have to make a bracha achreina. The truth is, when you get to Zimun, we really have to see. I thought we'd have more time. I don't want to start if we. Zimun, you really have to see the first few blot to really get a picture of what Zimun is. What is the bracha Zimun? What is the chiv Zimun? What is the birchas Zimun? Is Zimun just the beginning? Does it also include the first bracha? Is the chiv a chiv derais? Is the chiv derabanan? What is Zimun b'chlal? Is one person be mevarach for everybody? Or is everybody be mevarach themselves? And just at the beginning, one person is being might see people with Neida, Nevarach Lelik, Shachan Mishaloi. These are all shailas that have to be in his bar. I'm just going to bring out maybe one point at the beginning. I'm going to skip 90% of what he's going to say. But, because we'll see it really. I figured that we'd just focus on Shittas Rashi, but just going to get to one point at the beginning. Says Shlesha Shachul Gachas Chayvan Lezami. Rashi says, "Lizdamin yachel letir bracha b'loshin rabim kigoyin nevarich." Three people that eat together are mechuyev to be mezamin. You could really ask him all these questions: why dafka shalish? If it's not ten, why dafka shalish? Why do they have to be achlu ka'achas? As long as they're benching together, why do they have to eat together? We even see in the Rishonim that it's muchach that if they ate together, but for whatever reason, one's not allowed to eat from the next. They all sat down at the table. They were schmoozing for 45 minutes, but they're. So therefore they can't eat from each other. That's not considered achilah ka'achas. Even though they're all on the same table and they're all eating and schmoozing together and benching together. That's not considered achilah ka'achas. Chayav nezamin. Zayin achim midaraisa, zayin achim midarabanan. Where's the makor b'chlal? And Rashi says, what is zimun? Lizdamin yachad. Rashi's the chorba varning. Where's the lashon of zimun? Lizdamin yachad letzir bracha b'lashon rabim. Kigoyin nevorech. What's a bracha b'lashon rabim? He doesn't say that the rabim is being mevorech together. Or one person is mevarech for the rabbim. But lashin rabbim. The only lashin rabbim that we have is nevarech shalchanu mishaloi. Or baruch shalchanu mishaloi v'tveichinu. Mashmoyis of Rashi is that is the birchas haziman. I'll just point out one nekuda from Rashi, and with this we'll end. Be'ez Hashem. The Gemara says, what's the makar? Minani mili? Amar vasi damar ko gadol Hashem iti yurim mashmoy achtov. Rabavo amar mihocho kishim Hashem ekro avogadol elokim. Rashi says minani mili. Now the chur of the pashup shad of minani mili is if the Mishnah says shloisha shachlu chayav and lezamin, minani mili is how do you know that they're chayav and lezamin? And that's how the Ritva explains it. Rashi does not learn that way. Minani mili the shloisha ruuyin lebirchas tziruf. Rashi learns that three are roi to be mezamin together. The shal is why do you learn kapshutai? The Mishnah says chayav and lezamin. Minani mili they're chayav and lezamin. So many of them saw the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is Matzayin. The Gemara says on Memches Amud Beis. Tan Rabbanu Minayin LeBirchas HaMazin Min HaTero. Shenemar V'Achalta V'Savota V'Rachta. I'm going with the Girsa the Goyin. Zu Birchas HaZimun. As Hashem Aleikecho, Zu Birchas HaMazin. Al Aretz, Zu Birchas HaAretz. Atoiv Zu Ben Yerushalayim. V'chein Omar Atoiv HaZev Al Havan. Rebbe Yomer, Einoi Tzarech. You don't need such a drasha. V'Achalta V'Savota V'Rachta, Zu Birchas HaZon. Av Birchas HaZimun, Migadol Hashem Iti Nafkal. So Rashi says the Chur, says the Pnei Yeshua B'das Rashi, the Chur, the Pashtus, the Makar for Birchas Azimun is a Pasuk, V'chalta V'savota V'rachta. The Gemara can't be asking Minani Mili and giving an answer, Kishem Hashem Ekro, to tell me the Chi of Zimun. The Chi of Zimun, we learn that, V'chad V'zot Erafta. What's the Minhag Mili? That three are right to do that Zimun. That Zimun that the Pasuk says later on, how do you know that even three people are right to do that? Why is it different than any other Dover Shebekdusha that we need 10 people to do it? Zimun is a Tziruf Yachad. Where do we ever have a Tziruf Yachad except for a Bezdin? Where do we have a Tziruf Yachad that's less than 10? Kol Dover Shein Dover Shebekdusha Pachas Me'asar. The Mela Rashi says, oh, Minon Emili Dishloisha Re'uin Lebirchat Tziruf. That three are Roy for Birchat Tziruf. Now we bring a Raya. Gad L'Hashem Yitin Rosh Me'achtav, which is talking about three, Kishem Hashem Ekro. Now those Pesukim Bechlal don't even mention any Indian of Zimun Bechlal. That's why it can't be that that's the Makar, says the Pnei Yeshua, but that's Rashi. They can't be the Makar. The Ritva, on the other hand, he learns that that is the Makar. Minon Emili that they're Chayiv. Kishem Hashem Ekro Avogoy L'Lakenu. Where does it say it anywhere in the Pasuk? It doesn't. Mamela says the Ritva, he says Enachanami. It says the Krole Ari B'Hachi at all. For those that remember on Chafal from Al-Alf, Kishem Hashem Ekro is a limud b'negiyah to Birchas HaTorah. Kishem Hashem Ekro and Gadol Hashem Itiz, Bechlal doesn't mention anything about Zimun. Mamela says Enachanami, it's Smach Tabalma. He says the Makar is from these Pesukim, and it's only Smach Tabalma. But that's Rashi. First of all, what does the Ritva do with the Gemara later on? The Chalt of Yisavot of Erachtas Hashem Lekecho says Mefurish. So it could be that he says that we pass him like Rebbe. Rebbe says, Einei Tzarech, Arei Yomer, Gad L'Hashem Iti. Now that's, Agav, it's an interesting Gemara. Rebbe says, we don't need a Pasuk in the Torah. We have a Pasuk from Zivri Kabbalah. What does that mean? Einei Tzarech, you don't need to bring a Pasuk from, you don't need to bring a Fusa from the Zivri Torah. You have Gad L'Hashem Iti, which is in Tehillim, Zivri Kabbalah. The Mashmoras L'Chorah is, I don't need a Pasuk Midaraisa, because it's Takan Adam Mitzudaraisa. It's not a Mitzvah Daraisa, it's only Asmachta Akro. You don't need to use that Pasuk, because the Taka is not. It's only an Asmachta, and Taka is no Daraisa, like the Rishonim learned. And the Taka went like Rebbe. The Rishonim went like Rebbe, it's only Asmachta, from Gadol Hashem Iti, it's only the Rabbanan. Rashi, on the other hand, the Mashmoy says that in Echlam, he learns it's a Richtig Adrosha, Mechaz Vesavot Arachto, it's a Daraisa. And the Ravid, Taka holds that way. The Ravid, in Perek HaRoyah, when he's talking about what brachas need a Shem of Malchus, he says any bracha which is not a bracha kavua doesn't need a Shem of Malchus. And he brings a raya from Birchas HaZimun. He says Birchas HaZimun is a bracha daraisa. And even so, it doesn't have a Shem Hashem. Really, we know that Birchas HaZimun starts with Abayisim Olam Benshin. Ki Shem Hashem Baruch Matar Olam. That's just a formality. That's like Havla Menivrich, to get everybody's attention. Birchas HaZimun starts from Nevarech Shachal Mishaloi and Baruch Shachal Mishaloi V'Tvechinu. There's no Shem Hashem Bechlal. And even Ki Shem Hashem Baruch Matar Olam is a pasuk, not a Shem Hashem which is stuck in somewhere. That's it. Says the Ravid, why doesn't have Shem Malchus? It's a bracha which is not a chiyuv, because you never mechuyev to eat with three people. You can always eat by yourself. A bracha which is not a bracha kavua doesn't get a Shem Malchus. Mameila Rashi understood that in a chalami, the din daraisa can send the pashas of Rashi would be that the din of Zimun is a din daraisa. We learn Rav Chalav Sivot of Erachta. This is only, where do we know that you don't need three people? Well, you don't need 10 people. Minani mili, Gadol Hashem Iti. Tells me that we find an Indian of being Mereimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu even with three people. We find such an Indian. Why is the Taka different? Why is it different than any other Davar Shabakdush that you need 10 people? The reason is because the Taka is different than every Davar Shabakdush. You don't say Shem Hashem Echal. There's no Shem Hashem. Since there's no Shem Hashem, so Mela doesn't have the regular Gedarim of a Davar Shabakdush. And Mela, three people is enough. Why not two people? The Ritva says that it's doima to a davar shebekdusha. Doima to a davar shebekdusha. You don't do less than chazal or keveyas. Therefore, you shouldn't do it with two people. It's not the. It's not. Meina bizayin davar shebekdusha. You're getting together. Two people is not considered a rabbin bechlal. Reva majus melech. You should have three people. Or come out lechor lefidis. That would be machlekes yishenim bechlal. But again, that in zimun is that in deraisa is in derabanan. Exactly what is considered Zimun. When we say it, when we don't say it, then we're to Shem will see Mehem Shechasim Yechah.